You're tuned to 88.9 FM. I'm Kendrick Thomas. Where do you go to be informed of an emergency? Every emergency operations center on the Treasure Coast has different ways of sending out an emergency alert in their county. And knowing the different outlets to receive them could keep you and your family safe.
You can go to my website or our Facebook page, and we also have a Twitter feed.
Mitchell Smichel, the Okeechobee County Emergency Management Director, has several ways to inform his county whenever there's an emergency. He tells us the different procedures on sending out an alert.
A notice event is we ask for an emergency meeting of the Board of County Commissioners to declare a local state of emergency, and that actually turns on all the stuff out of county for like a hurricane or some type of natural disaster.
Smichel says it's important for everyone to pre-plan for an emergency because you never know what's going to happen. Have a supply kit where you can be on your own between 42 to 96 hours, which includes medication, food, and water, because it could take them several days to come for help, depending on the disaster. Indian River County also has a system for alerting residents.
The first step for us is that we have to take a look at the message.
Dale Justice is the Indian River County Emergency Director. They verify each message that's sent into their department to make sure it's good quality.
Then we'll issue our statement. We'll craft it up using certain guidelines, and then we'll process it through our listserv email system.
Justice recommends signing up with the Indian River County Emergency Management for alerts or visit the county website frequently.
Check the most current alerts. They can sign up for email alerts, text messaging.
Deborah McCahey is the Director of Emergency Management for Martin County. She believes investing in a weather radio is the best way to go for emergency alerts. With a weather radio, the alerts come through NOAA, or National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and it will send out local alerts for Martin County as well.
That thing will wake you up in the middle of the night if you're sleeping. No matter what, you are going to hear that alert go off.
If you don't have a weather radio, McKay says there are several outlets that will inform you.
Through their cell phones. You can get it through the media. You can sign up for apps. All the cell providers have now opted into the system where they're putting out alerts through the mobile phones.
After receiving an emergency alert, McKay recommends turning to the local news in your area for additional information. Chris Church is the Deputy Director for Emergency Management of Martin County. He explains a new project expected to launch in the next 3 or 4 months. It will allow the community to sign up specifically for alerts from their cell phones.
A user will be able to sign up and say, I want emergency notifications to go to my cell phone via text message, or I want voice messages to be able to go to my cell phone in the event that Martin County declares an emergency in a certain area. So
this method is similar to the first call emergency notification that's currently being used by St. Lucie County. It allows users to have alerts go strictly to their cell phone device as a text message or an email, and users can choose which disaster they will like to get alerts for. For a link to sign up for emergency alerts in your county, visit our website at WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Kendrick Thomas.